Everyday English Lesson 2. Welcome to our program, Everyday English, dear listeners. Yesterday we had a look at the adjective moral, its meaning, and a number of phrases in which it occurs. We illustrated its meaning with expressions like
moral courage,
moral grounds,
moral fiber,
moral dilemma,
moral courage, moral grounds, moral fiber, moral dilemma. The last of these that we looked at was moral fiber. To refresh our memory of the meaning and use of this expression, let's listen to this short exchange between Adjo and Kofi.
You are obviously an admirer of Mr. Blavo.
Yes, and for a good reason. In my view, he is the most admirable politician and statesman we have had in this country for a long time.
How do you defend this claim?
Politicians and statesmen have come and gone, but none has shown his kind of moral fiber, the courage to take decisions purely by criteria of what is right as opposed to what is wrong.
Without practical consideration?
Without practical consideration. And let me add, he is not driven by any desire for material gain or cheap and transient popularity.
That's a statesman of moral fiber. To conclude our discussion of the adjective use of moral, here are a couple of examples.
Moral victory.
Moral support.
You win a moral victory if you fight for a cause guided by nothing else than your recognition of the difference between right and wrong, and if in the end it is agreed by all that your position is right. That is moral victory.
What about moral support?
When we give moral support, we offer support in a contest. And when we do this, we show someone or a group of people encouragement and sympathy instead of giving them money when they are involved in a contest. The contest may be a sporting one, an election, or even a war. Now, enough of moral as an adjective. But remember, it has a simple adverb.
You mean morally?
Yes. And like all adverbs, it's used with verbs, especially verbs which express behavior. For example,
someone's behavior can be morally wrong.
Yes. And more specifically, it can be morally reprehensible.
Or even morally outrageous, I believe.
Yes. Morally wrong, morally reprehensible, morally outrageous. Here's a short exchange between Adjo and Kofi.
You may have noticed there is quite a bit of murmur of discomfort in the air.
I haven't. What is it about?
There are suppressed complaints about the way the inquiry is being carried out.
Tell me more.
I hear the chairman has been meeting Sammy Tolobo secretly before each session to guide him as to what to say when he appears before the committee. And I think this is morally wrong.
Oh, certainly. If the rumor has any basis, that would be morally reprehensible.
This would give Sammy advantage over Joe.
This would be morally outrageous if it was true.
Here's another sentence illustrating the use of morally as an adverb.
In all his counseling sessions, he stressed the need for all of us youths to behave morally.
That is, he stressed that it is necessary for us to exercise good judgment with respect to rightness or wrongness in all our behavior. We're going to end here, but remember the uses to which the word moral can be put, especially expressions like
moral fiber, moral courage,
moral grounds, moral dilemma,
moral fiber.
There are some adjective uses we haven't mentioned, but you may note them.
Moral turpitude.
Moral depravity.
And of course, the adverbials.
Morally wrong. Morally reprehensible.
Morally outrageous.
Morally low.
Morally low. If you happen not to know the meaning of turpitude or depravity in the expressions moral turpitude and moral depravity, please consult a good dictionary. Thank you for your attention, listeners. That's all we have time for. Cheers, and have a good day.